Welcome everyone to the Blessings of Christ on this 12th day of January 2020. I hope that it brings clear vision, as in 2020 sight, to all of us. Maybe not with our physical eyes, but with our hearts, with our minds, with our souls, because that's really what we came here to do. We came here to be part of the world, and then to lift it up to a higher level, which is no less than Christ did. He came to fully be part of the human experience, all the way down to the deepest pain of suffering, all the way down to walking and eating and laughing, crying, sleeping and teaching the most troubled of human souls, and then showing them the presence of God within them, and demonstrating to us that no human is completely mortal. Yes, we have our mortal path to walk on. We have our mortal duties, and we have our mortal end moment, just as he did. But we live beyond it, just as he did. And to view life in that way is to make life a completely new experience. So welcome to Christ's blessing that we here, as a community, joined with Christ, may help you see life more in that way. I look forward to hearing from our community, because we always gain such a wonderful insight into what's going on. Just hearing from your stories, your gratitude, your needs, your hopes, expectations, and dreams, we get a picture of what's going on with our friends, family, and the ones who come to join us weekly. And we hope and pray there are new ones coming every week. We do this every week because we know that consistency of application is a really important thing for everything in life, whether we're talking about our sleep cycle, our work cycle, our dietary cycles, and our other forms of healing. When we apply them, not with special expectation, but as a routine, we get the best results. We are actually told this by teachers of yoga and the mystic way, involving meditation. They tell us, don't expect anything particular from any one meditation. Yeshua virtually told the apostles pretty much the same thing about praying. He said, don't go to the temple and make a show of it. Don't pray on the streets and make a plea that God must answer visibly to show his love and response to you. He said, pray in private and on a regular basis, and God will show in public the results. The results of your prayers will be seen and honored. And I follow that guideline always. When I get up in the morning, I pray. And I may not have anything to pray about, although there's always something going on in the world that needs attention. For example, we still have the fires in Australia that just burn my heart up with sadness for the people and the animals. We still have strife and unrest and cruelty in the world that tears my heart up. But I don't focus on those things when I pray, because I know that God already knows about them. When I pray, I focus upon my love of God, because as God has said, as you love me, so shall I love everything else in your name. And in the name of Christ, my beloved Son. What God really wants from us is a connection. A connection. It's simple as that, really. And that's why Yeshua gave his two and only commandments. Really, that's all. To love one another as ourselves. That's a connection, my friends. It doesn't mean you put somebody above yourself or you above another. It means become truly connected and love God with all your heart, mind, and soul. That's truly connected. And so when we establish those connections every day, our prayers are answered in the most sometimes unusual ways, coming from the most unusual places, because God knows where the supply is. When I was studying nutrition and working with a lot of health practitioners concerning that subject, they all had different ideas about what was the best thing to eat, what was the most important thing to avoid. Those are opinions. But the one thing they all had in common is whatever you do, do it consistently. This gets back to the same principle I opened with. And that's why every Sunday at 3:00 Central Time, we will be opening our blessing call. And if I have some problems here that delay me, there's always somebody here, Tony usually, that will be here assuring that our community has a connection. And that's as important as anything. It's important that you show up, because that's a big part of what faith is. It means showing up without knowing what will happen. If you have kids, you know that. You know, the most important thing is regular. We eat at a certain time and everybody shows up. We get up at a certain time. School is at a certain time. We come in from play at a certain time. We take our bath and our bedtime at a certain time. It adds peace to our home life. And the best quality of interaction, because it's fair to everybody and everybody knows what to expect. It's kind of like music to the heart. So I just wanted to say that as our opening line. I've got some other things to share with you before the call is over. But for now, we've got some people on in our queue. I'd like to open up some lines. And I hope we can hear from you also, Tony, because we're getting ready to witness some really a tremendous celestial event this week. And you're the one that has been guiding us through those. But for now, let's just take a call from area code 408. And you're on.
Hey, Glenda, this is Tony.
Oh, this is Tony. Hi, you must have changed your phone.
Oh. No, Judy was telling me that I have some strange things that have been going on with my phone, so I have to check.
Okay.
That. I'm not sure. Mostly when people call me, sometimes they get weird. If they don't get through to me, my voicemail's not working. There's some strange things with it.
Okay.
But yeah, today's an extraordinary day, and when I looked at this months ago, I thought this is really fortunate because of the timing. A number of the really important events of the last few months have lined up either directly on a Sunday to align with the blessing call or within a day or two of when the blessing call was happening. So this is another one of those today. It's the exact conjunction of Saturn and Pluto. And we've been waiting for this. It's been coming. The last conjunction was 38 years ago. So that's the longest period it takes for these two to come together, because Pluto's been moving fast. When Pluto moves fast, it takes longer for Saturn to catch it. But it's also because we mentioned this last week, it hasn't happened in Capricorn, this conjunction, for 500 years. So back to 1518 was the last time it happened in Capricorn. That's going to have
a huge cultural impact.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, at the very least, we see, and you mentioned some of those things last week. The discussion last week was very interesting. The thoughts and comments that you had about that, relating to the Renaissance. And of course, that's just about the same time that, Europeans began to, discover and explore and move to, North America, North and South America. So that was a huge change for everybody involved. So now we have something which is very interesting, because Saturn and Pluto are together today. And what's unusual about this, Sun, Mercury, and Ceres. Ceres is an asteroid known as the Mother. So it has the energy of our mother, Mother Earth, and a connection to all mothers and to the goddess. And that is precisely right in, matter of fact, it's between the Sun and Pluto. Saturn has already just barely moved past Pluto right now. And so now Ceres is next, and then the Sun. And Mercury is already there. But they're all together within about a degree and a half right now. So it's right now is a very precise moment of this energy all together. But what's astounding about this is that, you know, the Sun moves about 30 times faster than Saturn, and it moves 250 times faster than Pluto. And so Mercury and the Sun are coming through here with great precision, like a bullet, in terms of their relative speed. It's really something. The way it's all lined up, the timing of it to me is something extraordinary to behold. And when I look back, I haven't seen one that, a Saturn-Pluto, conjunction, certainly not in Capricorn, that had this kind of precision to it. So it's really, just the precision alone is startling. And that adds to the energy.
That is amazing. Well, it will be very interesting to convey the energy today. Of course, the energy we're conveying comes from a very high level that encompasses it all, shall we say, and more.
Yeah.
And there's one thing I did not realize about Capricorn until I studied. I've been studying more lately just simply because of this conjunction and this passage that we're having. But Capricorn is also associated with Christ consciousness. And yeah, I was looking in some books of esoteric astrology, where what I mean by Christ consciousness is not just about Jesus or the Christmas season, but about the whole subject of enlightenment up to a very high level. Because so many cultures and ancient religions focused upon the winter solstice, bringing light back to the world. And they called it many different things. Then the same term was applied when the concept of resurrection went into the Greek language, because it comes from Christos, which means the and the anointed one, which was prophesied in the Old Testament, and Emmanuel, which was prophesied in the Old Testament. It's all about that the highest of positions from which the light returns back to the earth. And the sign of Capricorn was associated with that. So there may be something even more extraordinary happening than simply cultural renovation.
Yeah.
And perhaps we will feel it today in the blessing. So
yeah.
I just wanted to bring that in and add it to the mixture.
That's beautiful. You know, there's this beautiful, precise alignment that we get, which I don't see many people recognizing. And I think this is something that could evolve into a planetary celebration, because it coincides with the solstice and with Christmas. There's a precise alignment above Orion. So, and it also forms a Star of David with the bright stars around Orion. And this occurs, it's most precise and beautiful once about every 18 years. Every 18 years or so, we get a very bright, we'll get a full moon that occurs close to Christmas time, directly and perfectly aligned above Orion, in line with Betelgeuse and Rigel and the belt in a perpendicular line. And when that happens, we get, Spirit was mentioning this in a, when I was contemplating the full moon energy this weekend, because I watched that one unfold frequently. That one seems to me a celebration of the not only the return of the light, but the Christ light, the Christ presence.
Exactly.
And that one can coincide. It could fall a bit before Christmas, or a bit even before the solstice. But I think that there will occasionally be times that it would line up very perfectly and precisely with Christmas. It's possible to get in, you know, full moon at any time in there. So that would be a rare and special event when that happens. But the 18.4 year cycle has to do with the nodes of the moon and the elevation of the moon in the sky. So we're actually going to get that in about 4 or 5 years. We will have a full moon that it's its highest elevation above Orion. And I just get the sense that that's connected with what you're mentioning. It would be a visual celebration with a full moon that would have this beautiful configuration with the bright stars around Orion in the shape of the Star of David.
Wow. That is awesome.
Yeah, it's really staggering when you see it, because it's immense. It takes up a whole quarter of the sky when you see it.
So really? Oh, my goodness.
So right now Orion's
very visible. Is it visible right now? I'm not during daylight, but is it visible at this time of year?
Yes. So it's perfectly aligned at a certain point, a little after midnight these days. Orion lines up in the southwest. So right after sunset, Orion's up. After dark, you can see it. But then what happens through the night is Orion rotates up, and at a certain point, the belt of Orion becomes horizontal. And that's like, to me, it's like the stars of Orion reach their perfect alignment at that point, from my perspective, because you get Rigel and Betelgeuse and the belt in a perpendicular line, like a cross. And then that's when the Star of David is perfectly aligned, and the moon or whatever transiting planet would be above would be visible. Now, the moon's not there right now. It's actually moved over. But at Christmas, this last Christmas, we had a new moon. So if we have – I'll search on this and kind of keep this in mind to make people aware of, because the elevation of the moon is coming in a few years where we would see it perfectly. But I'll look for the full moon close to Christmas, and I'll share
hey.
Those. Yeah.
Well, so we always enjoy your reports of the cosmos.
Thank you. I did get a poem that connects with this event. It's short.
You
and
did.
It connects with what you were speaking about a minute ago. So if it's okay, I'll share that really quickly.
Okay.
Okay. So the thing that's also evident in this whole sequence of events going back to the Sun and Mercury being precisely aligned on November 11th. So 2 months ago, we had Mercury retrograde and exactly aligned with the Sun. So it seems to me that what's happening here is the Sun and Mercury and Venus have been blessing this whole sequence of events, which literally has been the case, and it's unfolding now in its last segment with Sun and Mercury. So this is, it's the, to me, what's being revealed and what's speaking to me most strongly is about the Sun, Mercury, and Venus, in terms of their essence, light, awareness, and love. And the way it's speaking to me right now is that those energies being resonant with our essence, the essence of our being, light, awareness, and love, that these energies are literally breaking through, just like with a butterfly opening up the chrysalis
wow.
of light. So this is the poem. When a child
okay.
is born, when a child is born, light, awareness, and love are breaking free. When a butterfly emerges and takes flight, light, awareness, and love are breaking free. Everywhere we behold our connectedness, light, awareness, and love are breaking free.
Oh, that's beautiful. That is so beautiful. Oh, Tony, we'll have to put that on our website somewhere, on our blessing site. With your permission, of course.
Oh, I'm happy to share it anyway. Thank you so much. Thanks for the time and always the discussion with you and sharing with everybody on this call. It's just, it's a great joy and a huge blessing to me as well.
Oh, I'm so glad. Well, it works the same with me. Well, I understand. It couldn't be any other way. And, it's a fact. The one who was blessed most by the life of Christ was Christ himself. And again, it couldn't have been any other way. So everybody don't cry or grieve because he died on the cross. No one was blessed more than he was. And he would be the first one to tell you, I'm doing fine. I am on the earth and having parties with the angels. I'm doing just fine. So he does come into our calls, and I can always tell when he shows up when I'm talking, because I say something I didn't think of before. It comes out a different way. it's amusing to me, and I thank him later. And of course, he's always there at the offering of the blessing, because it's coming from him, from the Holy Spirit, and from the grace of our shared Heavenly Father, that we may all experience our unity. And that brings us back to the two commandments. Because if we are all connected, doesn't it make sense that we can all help one another more?
Mm-hmm.
If we are all connected, doesn't it make sense that when anything blesses another, it also blesses us? It may not come to us immediately. There may be a little delay because the one who was blessed is in South Africa, and we're living in Canada, doing something totally different and not really watching out for the blessing. But it will be there. It will be there, and it will come in a way that is appropriate for us, that we can see and feel and enjoy and be directly benefited by. So thank you, Tony, for expanding our vision, let's put it that way, and taking us outward to the place where we can see that the whole of creation is aware of us. The whole of creation is working through us. The whole of creation is supporting us and moving us toward a better future. So I'm going to open a line from Erica 201, and you're on.
Hi, Glenda. I'm using my cell phone because I couldn't get through my landline.
Okay.
So I put a text out, but luckily I decided to, I said, let me try my cell, and that went through. So you never know.
Oh,
but,
good. I'm glad you were.
Yeah.
Sometimes we just have to be resourceful.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So what I want to say is, you know, when you started out the call about doing things, you know, consistently, and I will say, you know, doing things with repetition, I can't do that enough, like going to the meetings and going from step 1 to 12 and going from step 1 to 12 and over, you know, weeks and months and years and so forth. But what I wanted to share was an interesting thing that happened to me. I mean, I'm a big lover of, you know, stones, and I collect a lot of them. I use them for my meditation. I recently went to a place that I've been buying stuff for maybe 30 years, and I walked into, you know, I've never done this where I had a stone, a sphere in my house, and I bought it impulsively, and intuitively I knew it wasn't right. So she was very lovely about bringing it back, and I saw something that I knew was, and I went, yes, if you don't mind my switching. In the meantime, I walked in there and I said to one of the sales gals, oh, you know, I have this chronic pain along my right side. I think it may even be hip too. Mostly when I do my morning stretches for the rest of the day, I'm pretty good, but the nighttime is difficult and that morning stretch is very, very important. Something again I do religiously. But I noticed that during the afternoon, even that was getting a little, you know. So she just said, have you ever used jade? I said, no, but I mean, as I say, I love stones. I've heard they have lots of, you know, benefits and so forth. The only one I ever kind of noticed was clear quartz for clarity in the meditation and so forth. But the rest, I just love them, and what they do, they do. And so she takes a very inexpensive two pieces that, you know, or a ring, you know, of jade. And I put it on my finger, and if I tell you, I had instant healing. I said, the pain's gone. I said, the pain's gone. I said to her, you know, I use an essential oil that I get from Sunrider, which is a great company for, you know, some, I also use yours. I'm very eclectic in what I use. But this one I've been using for years for the right side. I haven't used it for over a month. The pain is gone. So I said, whoa, I never asked for that. I just always accepted the situation, and I feel like something was in total alignment for that to happen, an instant healing, a miraculous instant healing. What a gift.
That's great.
Yeah, I just thought I'd share that, you know. But,
is wonderful. And congratulations on how it expanded your awareness. That's just as important as the healing. Because it took you to another dimension. And you were loved by a stone. You know,
we think
we can only be loved by people or our pets or God, and not necessarily in that order, but we come to think, and a stone? Oh, but I think we have all said it sometime or another about a particular food. Well, I love it, but it doesn't love me.
Love me, yes. God knows I've said that many times.
Oh, yeah. I think we all have said that many, many times. So we do know that love is not just an emotion. It's not just the defining characteristic of a warm, intimate relationship. It's an energy. It has a unique property all its own, and it can come about and receive and bring to us great blessings in numerous ways.
This is true.
So
and you know, since,
that's a great experience,
since,
Susan.
You, thank you. Also, I've been connecting, or certainly working on the connection with Archangel Ariel, and I feel there's a connection to you too. And there's changes where there was so much resistance with my food. It's like, don't mess with my food. It was the one I've been controlled all my life, and I, you know, I always associated with control. But there's all this change and shifting, and I went, oh my good, because I've been asking, you know, to release some of the resistance and asking for her help, and I feel it's connected to you too. And there's some very interesting shifts in what I'm doing with food, and that's another major miracle, and I really need to tell you that too. There's a lot I would need to tell you. I just don't so much, but I want to remember to tell you that too, because that is a connection to you. That is a connection to everything you do. It's a connection to Archangel Ariel, and I thought I'd mention that to you.
Oh, thank you, and I'm so glad you're having that experience too, Susan. You know,
thank you, sweetie.
To you and everybody on the line.
Is this for me, Jean Marie? Because I can't hear anything on the other end.
Hi,
Linda.
This is Tony.
I don't know if anybody can hear me, but I would like to ask a blessing for myself and also for a friend, Jackie Curon. She's in a pretty stiff battle in the hospital. And that's it. I'm just feeling under the weather and would like a blessing for whomever is able to hear this. And thank you.
Thank you very much. I don't know if you can hear me. Can you hear me now?
I can. I can hear you.
Okay. Oh, very good. Thank you for coming on and sharing that blessing. It looks like Glenda's signal cut out, and so I was able to get on and just put myself on the board for right now. Hopefully she'll be able to get back in. I sent her a text to let her know that we're not hearing her.
Right. Yeah, so, I appreciate your coming on. Thanks a lot.
Sure thing. And thank you for adding that that intention.
Hello, everyone. Hi. This is Glenda. Something happened to our telephone connection, and I was gone and didn't know it. So thanks for taking over, Tony.
Sure.
Just continue whatever was going on, and I'll jump in. Okay?
Oh, well, we just got a request for a blessing. And was there anything else that you wanted to say, dear?
Yeah, this is Jean Marie, and I just am asking for a blessing for myself. I just don't feel like I'm bouncing off the walls today. And also for a friend, Jackie Curon. I think it's Curon, in a hospital in Wichita. And
okay.
And that's it. Thank you so much, everybody.
Blessings to you, Jean Marie. And, you know, I think we all have a few days where we just don't feel connected. And the simple remedy to elevating our energy is to get connected. So that's what we will do for you today. Tony,
okay.
I see that you're still on.
Yeah, and Glenda, you can take over. I'll just I'll be in the background, but I can
okay.
Use my phone.
Oh, great! All right. We have someone from area code 413, and you're on.
Aloha, Glenda, and this is
well, aloha.
Oh, this is Sarah calling.
Hi, Sarah. Yes.
Oh, thank you. I wanted to just thank you so much all for the love and the light and the faith that you are calling in, and wanted to ask for a special blessing for a friend of mine named Andy, who just had a pretty serious diagnosis, so blessings of healing for him. And I want to ask for a special prayer for myself, and really for any of my brothers or sisters who need this prayer too, that I want to be able to really this new year and always still come from so much love and light and be also just able to sort of stand up for myself, say my truth. There's a situation with my tenants where I need to transition with them and end our agreement. And it's just, it feels hard. It's hard for me to have those sort of difficult conversations. So I want the strength and courage to speak my truth and that prayer for all of us.
Oh, thank you, Sarah. And we pray for your life that it move into a state of happiness and joy and hopefulness. As long as we hope, we can move forward.
Yes. Beautiful. I received a sweatshirt for Christmas that says Hope Dealer. I love that one.
Oh, that's great.
Not a dope dealer. That's right. A hope dealer. So it's beautiful.
That is great. All right, my dear. Oh, well, you're on the list and in my heart. And I'm going to take a call from area code 415. You're on.
Blessings, Glenda, Stephen Adler.
Hi, Stephen.
Hi. So I'm really happy to report that, I feel like I've received a lot of blessings from Yeshua and the blessing giver and, my community in my healing journey. I feel that, I've definitely gotten through some big breakthroughs. And so it's set me on a different course of healing which is for me very exciting and hopeful. So I just want to say thank you. Yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you. And so I'm just requesting continued blessings from my sister Lisa and my good friend Shane and his wife, Vanessa, who's, overcoming stage 4 lung cancer. And just for myself as well, my own healing journey. And also, I'm wondering, I did send you another email a couple weeks ago. I don't know if you received it, but I'd love to set something up with you privately at one point whenever you're ready.
Oh, I don't think I did receive it, Stephen. Did you send it to GlendaGreen@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay, I'll look for it then. We have so many emails on our various websites that actually go to either our service provider or our webmaster. And if they are busy, I don't get it. So that's why, anyone who has really an urgent need to connect with me needs to use my email address. And I don't give that out to just the whole public, but anybody who comes on the blessing call or our blessing givers or our ministers or in our community of friends, you need to have that email address. So write it down. That's how you reach me, for sure. I may get it the other way, but there's often, it's often not a sure thing. And I know that you are aware of how the cyber world works. It's not as predictable as it claims to be. Let's just
if there's another channel to set something up with you, I'm happy to do that too. Just let me know.
Okay, great. All right, Stephen. Well, we'll talk later. All right, and we're moving on. Let's take a call from 949, and you're on.
Hi, this is Cynthia. So good to be here.
Hi.
I wanted to ask a blessing first for myself and my own healing with my left shoulder. I feel like it is improving. And also a blessing, a healing for my partner, Mika. He's been working very, very hard and healing as well. I guess some things from his past. And my sister, Monica. And also, I don't know if this is possible to ask, they're coming to me, but my parents who have passed, my mom and dad, mm-hmm. even though they're on the other side, to ask for a blessing and a prayer for them as well. So.
Okay. Sure. Sure. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We can ask for God's blessing anywhere because there's no place He isn't.
Wow.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for being here, Glenda. I really appreciate you and all the things that you do.
Thank you. You're very, very welcome, and it's my joy, my pleasure to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
This is Cynthia Barlow, right?
Cynthia McCool Star. I'm here in Southern California.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right, good. I'm glad I clarified that. Okay.
Yes. Thank you so much again.
You're welcome. And I'm going to take a call from area code 787, and you're on.
Hi, Glenda. This is Oli.
Hi, Oli.
I wanted to request a blessing for my mother, her continued recovery from her hip fracture, and also for my island of Puerto Rico. We have been experiencing a very strong seismic activity with 1,100 earthquakes in the past 2 weeks, and some severe ones lately. So my request is for Joshua to intervene with the earth so it releases her energy in a softer way that it's mutually beneficial for her and also the humans, the animals, and the plants. And
yes.
I'm very grateful. And love you.
Yes, preferably also. Where there are no humans. I'm so sorry for the suffering, Oli. I am. And I pray for your country daily.
Thank you, dear. Thank you.
So, we have now an empty queue, and we are past our time to talk, so it looks like what I plan to say will come next time, because really words are nothing compared to the power, the grace, and the beauty, and the love of Yeshua and the Holy Spirit and God our Father. And we ask that all these requests be honored in the most appropriate way from the perspective of God our Father, the Creator of all things, Yeshua our brother, who loves us unconditionally, and the Holy Spirit that can change all things. We ask this in the power of these divine forces. I will go into my prayer now, and I ask that as soon as I'm finished, you move into your prayer as we go through the conduction of the blessing. So, blessing givers, join me. The rest of you, please just be seated comfortably, however it works for you, but preferably feet on the ground and head pointed upward so that you receive energy from the earth and also from the cosmos. Let the power of gravity work for you. So often in life, it works against us, but today is a time when the power of gravity can work for us. And it's very interesting to say that and observe that at a time when Saturn, the planet Saturn, is part of the celestial patterning that we are experiencing. Because Saturn is actually the planet most associated with the field of gravity around our Earth, and the action of gravity upon our Earth. So as we move into our prayer and our receptivity, let us feel confident about the power of gravity carrying with it love. Love that is being drawn to you. Love that is being given through you. love that is infilling you and love that is radiating out from you. I would just ask that you take a very deep breath. Let's get ready for this very, very special meditation. Take a deep breath and exhale it slowly. Now, take another deep breath. And this time as you exhale it, see it around you as light, white light that is all around you, forming, well, you might say kind of an egg shape of light. And let that egg be filled with this white light that is radiating around you. And look into this light and see love. The purest, the sweetest, the most innocent love that you can have with no projection, no expectation, simply unconditional. It's surrounding you, holding you, uplifting you, and infilling you. And outside this egg shape is a ring of blue flame. And the ring of blue flame is burning away anything negative that might be approaching you. Not necessarily intentionally, just perhaps accidentally, unintentionally, or perhaps attracted by you before you entered this special state of awareness. Just be. Just be in this space where you are silent. Your mind is silent. Your heart is receptive. And you are open to receive the blessings of God. You have created a perfect environment to bring these blessings into, like an envelope of purest light. And it will be here that you offer your prayer. And it will be carried outward by the blue flame, while the blue flame also burns away anything that has been negatively coming toward you, that you may simply rest like a child in a cradle, to be held in the arms of your Heavenly Father, and to be anointed by the power of the Holy Spirit, and to be loved by our divine brother, Yeshua. I will start my prayer. Dear Yeshua, we love you, and we love that you love us. We come as innocent children today, asking simply to be with you, to be connected with you, the Holy Spirit, and our Heavenly Father, and to share with others the wonderful grace and purity of these connections, just by radiating the nature of that being. We know that you heard all of our requests and that you will hear all of our prayers. And we ask now together as one voice that we be a light unto the world, that whatever is brought to us may be shared with others. And whatever is brought to others may be given as a blessing unto the world. We ask that you be with the lonely and the sick, those arriving and those leaving. When they don't have the awareness or intuition to check in or ask. We ask for them. And we know that you will answer. Now, in the spirit of your holy name, we say amen. Blessing givers, let us begin. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now go and rest and fully receive everything that has been brought into the light for you and that is being held into the light for you for now and in the coming days. Look for blessings everywhere because the surprises to you may be numerous. Goodbye for now. God bless. And I look very much forward to being with you again next Sunday. Bye-bye.